Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. I will too. And then you know it. We can put our pencils down because we're gonna color first. So, at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and I'm going to sound out our first object of the day. Ready? Pot. Pot. Yes, pot. There are a lot of flower pots in our picture, but I want us to look at the biggest one with the polka dots and no flower in it, and it's not tipped over. See it? All right, we're going to color the polka dots first. We're going to color and count at the same time. Find your green crayon. We're going to color and count the polka dots, even the ones that are like half a polka dot. We're going to count them. Ready? Color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 polka dots on the pot. All right, you can put down your green crayon. We have 10 polka dots. And I want you to color the rest of the pot blue, any kind of blue. Tell me about the word pot. What's the beginning sound in pot? Yes, peep. What's the ending sound in pot? T. It belongs in the ought word family. We can make up other words in the ought word family. For example, if we take away the p in pot and change it to what would we have? Yes, we would have hot. I am not hot. I am actually cold here. What if we took away the in hot and changed it to lot? There are a lot of pots in this picture. Put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, do you see the flower pot that has no polka dots on it? Kind of behind our blue and green polka dot? Alrighty, I would like you to find your purple crayon, and I want you to draw 8 polka dots on the blank pot. Ready, go, with your purple crayon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Purple polka dots. All right, put down your purple crayon. We are going to color the rest of the pot orange. Go for it. So there were how many on our blue and green polka dotted pot? Remember how many polka dots were on that one? How many? 10. And we just drew 8 purple ones. Is 10 less than 8, or is 10 greater than 8? Greater means bigger, giganticer, and less than means littler, not as many. So is 10 greater than 8, or is 10 less than 8? Yes, 10 is greater than 8. It has more polka dots. 10 is more than 8. 10 is greater than 8. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see the pot with the flower in it next to the girl? Yes, all right. Let's take our red crayon and color those polka dots. Color and count. Even that itty-bitty one that's kind of cut off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count 8 on that one. And then let's color the rest of that hot. I'm looking. Let's do yellow. Color the rest of that pot yellow. I counted eight. There's a couple that look like they're sort of a polka dot, but they're not, so that one's kind of hard. But that's okay. We practice coloring and counting. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Do you see the pot that's tipped over? I want you to pick up your blue crayon and your red crayon, and I want you to color that pot however you want to. Blue and red, the one that's tipped over and has nothing in it. I'm going to do blue polka dots, but you could do red polka dots if you wanted, or you could do both blue and red. It's up to you. You get to draw and color that one the way you want. All right. So we decided 10 is greater than 8. So we would say 8. Would we say 8 is greater than 10? Or would we say 8 is less than 10? Yeah, we would say 8 is less than 10. It's littler. It's not as much. Okay, put down your red and your blue crayons. I see one more pot. Do you? It's over in the wheelbarrow and only a little bit of it is showing. See it? Let's color that pot, the whole thing, even the polka dots. We'll just make it one color. Let's make it brown. That whole pot, just make it brown. It's a little pot. It's kind of half in the wheelbarrow and half out. Okay. All right, how many pots did we have in all? Let's count all of our pots. One, two, three, four, five. Five pots. They all have polka dots. And how many have flowers in them? Two. How many do not have flowers in them? Three. So three and two make five in all. But is three greater than two, or is three less than two? Three is greater than two. Three is larger than two. Three is more than two. All right, ready? I want you to look for the carrots in the background. You see them? Let's get our orange crayon and color and count the carrots. Ready? Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven carrots. Let's color their leafy leaves green. Color their leaves green. So carrot, do you know what it begins with? What letter sound? So it's a C or a K, and I am here to tell you today that it begins with a C if you're going to write the word carrot. What does it end with? Carrot. What's the last sound in carrot? Yes, t-t-t, like pot. Pot ends the same way as carrot. All right, put down your green crayon. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the dirt or the soil that the carrots are sticking into. Go ahead and color the dirt, or we could call it soil. If we said soil, what's the beginning sound in soil? Yes. S, soil, and what does it end with? L. What word would we have if we took away the s in soil and changed it to b, boil? You could boil some carrots and eat them that way. Okay, put down your brown crayon in three, two, one. Boys and girls, I spy something in my picture that begins with w, w. Do you see it? Begins with w. It's a wheelbarrow. It's what the boy is carrying. It's called a wheelbarrow. Let's color the wheel on the wheelbarrow black. And if you can't find your black crayon, you may use your pencil. Color the wheel on the wheelbarrow black. What sound do you hear at the beginning of wheel? Yes, W, w, w. And it ends with wheel. It ends with L, like soil ends with L. Okay, and then let's color the rest of the wheelbarrow green. Color the rest of the wheelbarrow green. What word would we have if we took the w away from wheel at the beginning and changed it to heel? Heel. There's some multiple meanings for the word heel. It could mean the heel of a shoe, the heel on your foot, and it also means when a dog is walking next to you and they're not pulling or getting in front of you, it's called heel. Murphy, my dog, will heel. She was trained in how to heel. So she'll walk right next to me when we go on a walk. She doesn't pull on the leash. Okay, put down your green crayon. Look for this in your picture. Ready? It's going to start with, yes, flower. Boys and girls, there's a whole bunch, isn't there? Let's color the one next.
Let me start over.
How many flowers do you see next to the blue and green polka dotted pot that we colored? Yes, I see two also. I want you to color one of those flowers pink. Not the stem or the leaves, but the petals and the inside. Color one pink. Okay. And then color the other one purple. Not the stem or the leaves. We'll save those. We'll come back to that. Okay. Hang on to your purple crayon. Everybody got their purple crayon. I got mine. Do you have yours? Let's get a purple crayon. Okay, do you see the flowers in the wheelbarrow? They're in the wheelbarrow. I want you to color both of them purple. Both of them purple. All right, let's talk about flower. What does it begin with? Yep, F. What does it end with? Flower. R. It ends with the R sound. And if we took away the F in flower and changed it to a sh, what would we have? Shower. I took a shower today. Did you? All right, ready? Do you all see the flower in the pot next to the girl? I want you to color that one purple too. Color that one purple as well. And then we're going to put down our purple crayon. All right, put down your purple crayon. And find your pink crayon. Do you see the flower that the girl is holding? It's a rose. Yes, it's a rose. Color it pink. Color the rose pink. Pretty rose. I think they're planting a flower garden. Okay, and then there are two flowers left in our picture. Do you see them? Pick one and color it pink. Just pick one and color it pink.
Just pick one and color it pink.
Okay, so how many flowers do we have left to color? Yep, we only have one, and I'm going to ask you to pick up that purple crayon again and color the last one purple. Color the last one purple. All right, here we go. Find your green crayon. Got it? Okay, I want you to color all the leaves and stems of the pink flowers. Go. The ones that are pink. Color the leaves and the stems green on the pink flowers. Don't forget about the O's. All right. How many did we color that were pink? One, two, three. Now color the leaves and stems of the purple flowers. One, two, three, purple right here, four right here, five right here. Okay, so we have five purple flowers and three pink flowers. Let's count up all the flowers. Five and three make what? One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boys and girls, did you catch my mistake? Did you see the rose in the pot in the wheelbarrow? Are you ready? Let's color it pink. I did not see that till I started counting. Color it pink. Oh my, and then get those stems and leaves. Oh, I almost made a big boo-boo, but I didn't. I caught it at the last second. Okay, let's count these flowers again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 flowers in all. 9 flowers in all. How many did we make pink? 1, 2, 3, 4. And how many did we make purple? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 4 and 5 make 9. Is 4 greater than 9? I'm sorry, 5. Boys and girls. Oh my goodness. I gotta start over. 4 and 5. We're gonna compare the numbers. 4 and 5. Is 4 greater than 5? Or is 4 less than 5? 4 is less than 5. Will you find your pencil? We're gonna move down to the bottom before Mrs. Oldham loses her mind completely. All right, do you see the picture of the pot? With the line next to it, it says ah. We need to fill in the missing beginning sound. What's the beginning sound in pot? P, p. Yep, the letter P. Go ahead and write it. Scoot over. Oh my, he looks hot. What's the missing beginning sound for hot? H. So both of our words end with O-T. O-T. And now we're looking at the letter I with the wood on top. The dot on top. We need to write the word dot. D, 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 o, t, t, t. It also has O, T, like hot and pot. These words rhyme. Okay, let's read our sentence. I see some flowers, so I think I'll see the word flowers. Will you point to the words while I read? I will plant the flowers. Let's do it together. I will plant the flowers. Am I telling you that I'll plant the flowers or am I asking you? I'm telling you. So let's put a period inside that circle at the end of the sentence. And then what do we need at the beginning? Why are there 2 lines for us to trace under the word I? Yes, we got it done with a capital. I say it all the time. So let's copy the sentence correctly. Start with a capital I. Cross the I at the top by the ceiling and down at the bottom. I, finger space, will, W, I. You can look right at the word, L, L. What's the next word? I will plant. Copy the word, P, L, A, N, T. Finger space, what comes after plant? I will plant the, T, H, E. And finger space, what's our last word? I will plant the flowers. F. This is a long word, but we can do it. L O W E R S. And then it's a telling sentence. So what comes at the end? Period. I will plant the flowers. Let's count the crayons in the box, the first box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Write a 6 on the box. Let's count the crayons in the next box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Circle the 8, boys and girls. I don't circle the 8. Write the 8. I am losing my mind. Write the number 8. On these 2 boxes, what I'm looking for is the box with the least amount. The least amount. Which one is less than the other, 6 or 8? Yes, 6. Circle the box with the 6 on it. 6 is less than 8. Scoot over to the ladybugs. Let's count their spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Write it underneath the ladybug. And then scoot over, count this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right and underneath the ladybug. So we have 7 and 5. Which one is less than the other? Yes, 5 is less than 7. So circle the ladybug with 5 spots. All right, now let's count the pencils in the cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Write an 8 on the cup. And then count the next ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're looking for the one that is less than the other. 8 or 6, which one is less? Yes, the 6. Circle the cup with the 6 pencils. 6 is less than 8. Boys and girls, we did it. That's because you rock, I roll, even when I make mistakes. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.